Blog Talk Radio.
And this is the Real Talk for Real People Study Show, a show where we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and we keep a pulse on his people to understand the who, what, when, where, and how as to what is going on in these studies. I'm sure some of you have noticed that some of our brethren didn't complete their task. Now, I thought about that. Why did they drive out the inhabitants, the Jezubites, and so on and so forth? And why they didn't drive them out? They were told to drive out. They had the means, the tools to drive out. Now, Yehoshua could only do so much. And when he approached Yah about any given battle, the Most High came to his aid. See, you can teach a man wrong and right, but you can't hold their hand during the processes. If they knew that they couldn't extract the enemies of Yah from the territories, it was incumbent, I suspect, upon them to do much more than say they couldn't get rid of them, to approach Yah in order to get rid of them, not leave it up to chance and a happenstance. We have a tendency to do that. Expect Yah to do something, and expect not to have total reliance and dependency upon him. It talks about far as counsel is concerned. And Mashal, some of you call it Proverbs. And yes, leaders of those tribes should have sought the counsel of the Most High and sought his assistance in eradicating those that were stuck in their land they couldn't seem to get rid of. See, these stories are not simply for you to look at and take at word value sometimes. You have to look at the whole context. You had to put everything together, every piece of the puzzle together, and come to some conclusion why they couldn't eradicate those people in their lands, the lands that they were given. Because they didn't put their reliance, they didn't seek Yah, I suspect. I heard no one mention, we seek Yah. The thing was just told. We couldn't get rid of them. And so keep that in mind when you're doing these studies. Now, as I said, Yehoshua, Mosiah, Joseph could only do so much. And we had to take it upon ourselves to take it to another level. And that's why I mentioned this about our ancient ones. Yehoshua seek Yah at every turn. Mosiah seek Yah at every turn. Joseph seek Yah at every turn. Abraham seek Yah at every turn. Isaac seek Yah at every turn. Yaqub seek Yah at every turn. All those that were successful in their endeavors seek Yah, not only for assistance, but for counsel. That's why Yehoshua was able to eradicate the people he came against. And so if you're wondering why was some of these nations intractable, we couldn't seem to get rid of them. Because as I said, you can teach a man and a woman right and wrong, but you can't take their hand and lead them through life. They have to exercise the right themselves. And for those leaders of those tribes that did eradicate people that stuck close to them, they couldn't get them out of their land mass because they didn't do what Yehoshua did. They didn't do what Mosiah did. They didn't do what Joseph did. They didn't do what Abraham did. They didn't do what Isaac did. They didn't do what Jacob did. See, a lot of you pass over these studies and say, oh, they couldn't get rid of them. Well, that's the way it is. No, that's not the way it is. That's not the end outcome that it should have been. The end outcome should have been they could have eradicated these people, these different tribes, our tribes, if they took the initiative to go to Yah in counsel, to seek Yah in prayer. That's every day. That's everybody. Not just leadership in the case of Mosiah, in the case of Yehoshua, in the case of Abraham, in the case of Isaac, in the case of Yaqub, in the case of Joseph, all men and women should be hands on deck when it comes to the counsel and assistance of Yah in order to eradicate any problem that you may find yourself facing. So if those tribes didn't eradicate those nations in their possession and their tribal mass land, there had to have been a reason why. And let's find out the reason why. It's not what's said, it was not said. The Most High said, get rid of them. So that leads to you to believe that if we're doing what the Most High said we're doing, well, we can do it. And if we're not doing what the Most High said we're doing in entirety, we can't do it. So if there were nations left within the confines of our nation, what part did we play? Yehoshua couldn't do it all. Caleb couldn't do it all. As a matter of fact, Caleb asked his nephew, well, if you can get rid of him, well, I strongly advise and suggest Caleb should have asked the Most High first. I strongly suggest and advise that if you're coming against something that the Most High said he wants you to take care of, seek the Most High counsel. Seek the Most High assistance. Everybody can't do everything and be everywhere. Yehoshua couldn't be everywhere. He couldn't do everything. Mosiah couldn't be everywhere, couldn't do everything. It's incumbent upon us, all hands on deck. We learned the lesson from Mosiah. We learned the lesson from Yehoshua. It's time for us to man up and woman up. So if our brothers and sisters couldn't eradicate enemies within the confines of our land, what mistake did they make in order not to? They dropped the ball. They should have sought the counsel of the Most High. They should have sought the assistance of the Most High. And I'm saying to you to this today, because that's the mistakes we made. And we continue to make the very same mistake. We look for a charismatic leader to solve all our problems. Well, we should be solving our problem universally as a nation. Yom Suf can't solve your problems. Katriel can't solve your problems. Abiyah can't solve your problems. Nisanya can't solve your problem. You need to be helped and assisted to solve your own problems. You need to be seeking the Most High. You need to be seeking the Most High in those endeavors. Not only our ancient ones, but we should be doing this every day of every week and every day of the week. Not waiting for some charismatic leader, but being the leader that you need at that given moment of time. Seek the Most High. Most High, we can't get rid of these folks out of our land. You gave us this land. You helped Yehoshua destroy Jericho. You helped Yehoshua to destroy the East stuff. You helped Mosiah do this. But what are you doing? Stop asking what Mosiah is doing. Stop asking what Yehoshua is doing. What are you doing for this nation? All hands on deck, brothers and sisters. That's what I'm getting at. And a lot of y'all skip right over that. Because you, what did Cottrell said, what Marshall said? Wisdom is deep. And you got to draw it out. You can't just be complacent and apathetic and thinking Cottrell can solve your problem. Yom Suf can solve your problem. We all need to be solving problems together. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. I mentioned Cottrell. Now, what do I know about him? Cottrell don't wait on Yom Suf to solve his problem. That I do know. Cottrell don't wait on no man on this earth to solve his problem. Cottrell relies on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub to help solve his problem. When he was facing heights in New York City in those skyscrapers, did he call Yom Suf? Did he call you? No, he called on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, as we all should be doing every day of every week, to help solve our problems. And he helped solve Cottrell's problem to overcome his fear of heights. The man worked 30 years because of the trust in the Most High and reliance in the Most High. And we need to learn to exercise the code as far as that's concerned. Our ancients did. Otherwise, they would eradicate those folks in their landmass. King Dawud did. That's why he eradicated them. But we could have did that by trusting in the Most High, by seeking his counsel, his reliance. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. It's all about the who, what, when, where, and how. And that's every day of every week. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And Cottrell loves his brothers and sisters as himself, meaning he loves himself. You can't love nobody if you don't love yourself. You can't respect nobody if you can't respect yourself. And Cottrell loves the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. He don't call Yom Suf. Yom Suf, can you talk to the Most High for me? He talked to his father for himself. He trusts the father for himself. He seeks the father's counsel for himself. He don't need Yom Suf. He don't need you. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So without further ado, let me bring Brother Cottrell. Oh, Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless you, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Excuse me. God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sorry. Got this little sniffle going on.
Okay,
all praise to the Holy One of Israel. For the Yom Sufari, Shalom. Family, how y'all doing? Good to hear your voice.
You're doing okay, big brother. How are you doing in the family?
I'm good. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all, brother. If you're ready to get started, Cartier, you don't have any more additional commentary. I'm ready to get started.
Okay, yeah, you get started. I have no commentary.
Okay. Chapter 16. Yehoshua, some of you call it Joshua, and it's still an allotment of landmass going on towards Ephraim and West Manassas and the land of Ephraim. Chapter 16, rather short chapter. And Ephraim and West Manassas is going to take issue with the allotment of the landmass in the next chapter. So let's get started. The lot fell to the children of Joshua, from the Jordan by Jericho to the waters of Jericho on the east, to the wilderness that goes up from Jericho through the mountains to Bethel. Then went out from Bethel to Luz, passed along to the border of Aichites, Atharah, and went down westward to the border of the Japhelites, as far as the boundary of Lower Beth Haran to Gezer, and it extended at the sea. So the children of Joshua, Manasseh, and Ephraim took their inheritance. The land of Ephraim, the border of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, was thus the border of their inheritance. On the east side was Atharah, Ada, as far as Upper Ben Haran. And the border went out toward the sea on the north side of Mithpah. Then the border went around eastward to Tanakh, Shiloh, and passed by it on the east of Janoha. Then it went down from Janoha to Atharah and Nara and reached to Jericho and came out of the Jordan. The water went out from Tapuah westward to the brook Kinnon, and it ended at the sea. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, according to their families. The separate cities for the cities of Ephraim were among the inheritors of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. And they did not drive out the Canaanites. We just spoke about that. Why didn't they drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer? But the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites to this day and have become forced laborers. All right. Cartrell, have at it, brother.
It's not much to this chapter.
No.
We see that the allotment is being handed out by Joshua, and he's making them take their own initiative to secure their own land.
Exactly. You know, you can teach a man right or wrong, Cartier, as I say it, but you can't walk them through life. You can't walk them through life. They got to do it on their own. Praise God.
And Joshua was an example of how you follow Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was making sure they wasn't relying on him.
Right.
That they were relying on the Most High to finish securing the land that he had given them.
Exactly. Well, Moses left a good example Yahushua left a good example. Well, it's up to them. All right. Well, that was short, quick, and sweet. And we will proceed on, Cockrell, to the last segment of the study. And so, chapter 22. You have the mic, Cockrell. Somebody call it Proverbs.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and even our King, King Solomon, who they consider the wisest man that ever lived. And we're in the book of Mashah, chapter 22. So our great king says, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. So you'd rather have a good name than to have great riches. Because rich people, I mean, they're held in a microscope. And when they do wrong, people see it. It says, the rich and the poor meet together. Yah is the maker of them all. The prudent sees danger and hides himself. But the simple go on and suffer for it. The reward for humility and fear of Yah is riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the crooked. Whoever guards his soul will keep far from them. Train up a child in the way that he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich rules over the poor. And that's been a battle that's been going on since ancient times.
Exactly.
And the borrower is the slave of the lender. And we know that the Most High said we would be the tail and not the head, and that our oppressors would lend to us, and we would not lend to them. Whoever sows injustice will reap calamity, and the rod of his fury will fail. So we know there's a lot of injustice in America, and they're going to reap calamity because of the injustices that have been done in this country.
Exactly.
Whoever has a bountiful eye will be blessed, for he shares his bread with the poor. You got a lot. You've been blessed with plenty. Should be willing to share with people who don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And people that do that are always blessed. Drive out a scoffer, and strife will go out, and quarreling and abuse will cease. Yeah, you got to nip that stuff in the bud.
Exactly.
You don't want to be around people that scoff, and quarrel, they want to fight all the time, they want to have disputes and debates all the time. We don't need that. It's no time for that.
Mm-mm.
He who loves purity of heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king as his friend. So you have to have a pure heart when you speak. You have to speak from your heart when it's pure. The eyes of Yah keep watch over knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the traitor. The sluggard says, there's a lion outside. I shall be killed in the street. In other words, he's just making excuses not to go out and do work. A slugger. There's a lion in the street. Okay. What you going to do? Just stay inside all day and die because there's a lion in the street?
Right.
The mouth of forbidden women is a deep pit. He with whom Yah is angry will fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline drives it far from him. Whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty. Yeah, can't take advantage of poor people. just to make yourself rich, because what goes around comes around.
Exactly.
Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise. That's why we should be listening to King Solomon 24/7 and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, says King Solomon, if all of them are ready on your lips. Yeah, like Chinese people quote Confucius, we should be able to quote King Solomon. That your trust may be in Yah. I have made them known to you today, even to you. Have I not written for you 30 sayings of counsel and knowledge to make you know what is right and true, that you may give a true answer to those who sent you? Do not rob the poor because he is poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate, for Yah will plead their cause and rob of life those who rob them. Make no friendship with the man given to anger, nor go with the wrathful man. I want to be around people who's angry all the time, who's wrathful all the time. Somebody like that, your friend, they're going to get you in trouble. You running around with an angry man, that's your friend. You running around with a wrathful person, that's your friend. They're always going to get you in trouble. Unless you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Because that's what happens with angry people. They always wind up ensnared or entangled in some kind of dispute. Be not one of those who gives pledges, who put up security for debt. If you have nothing with which to pay, why should your bed be taken from under you? In other words, don't make bets that you can't keep. Don't make promises that you can't fulfill. Do not remove the ancient landmark that your fathers have set. And most of our people don't know the ancient landmarks that our fathers have set.
Right?
Because like if I was asking people about Gaza, they would know that Gaza belongs to who? The tribe.
To Gaza?
Tribe of Judah. Gaza belongs to the land of Judah. They chased the Anakim for it. So we hear Gaza in the news today, but we don't know that our ancient fathers from the tribe of Judah had conquered that land, right? And
exactly.
The ancient landmarks have been removed.
Exactly.
Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. And that's what we should teach our children to do, to be skillful in the works of their hand. Why? Because when you're skillful in the works of your hands, you will stand before kings. You will not stand before obscure men. Right. So you have to train your children to be skillful people so that they don't waste their time and talent and ability in the streets without a purpose. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. We thank our King, King Solomon, for imparting us with the words of wisdom that we may follow, meditate on, and try to apply to our lives. All praises. Hallelujah.
Case in point, George Washington Carver. He didn't have time to be focused on nonsense and foolishness. He focused on a little peanut. And he did everything he could extract from the essence of that peanut. And he stood before great men because of his dedication to Yah. And he was humble and he focused on something that made him excellent. So yes, Cottrell is so correct in that respect. Well, it's been an excellent study. Short, quick and sweet and straight to the point. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katria, any closing remarks and closing comments?
I just love the last verse where it says, do you see a man skillful in his work? Excuse me. He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men.
Mm-hmm.
And we came to this country. They labeled us as 3/5 of human beings, right?
Exactly.
Matter of fact, they branded us. Like they was branding horses, cows, donkeys, mules, and pigs.
Right.
But what they didn't realize is that we are the Most High's people. And he's blessed us with innate abilities, talents, and skills that you cannot duplicate.
Exactly.
Our talents and our skills and our abilities have brought us before kings
exactly.
in the world.
Exactly.
Right? So we talk about our great people, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, Muhammad Ali, Jack Johnson. And these people have reached greatness because of the skills that the Most High blessed them with at a time when Europeans were calling us 3/5 of a human being.
Exactly.
So the Most High has blessed us with talents, skills, and abilities. We just have to be confident in ourselves and tap into the skills and abilities and the creativity that's within us in order to stand before kings.
Exactly.
And have no doubt within ourselves.
Exactly.
All praises.
Thank you, fellow students. It's been a pleasure for Cartrell and I to bring you Yah's word. As always, we hope you take pleasure in what's brought to you. You take pleasure in such a manner that you meditate on it, that you go over and study it, and most importantly, that you apply it to your lives. Because as Cartier alluded to, they had the example of Moses, they had the example of Yehoshua. But so it seems they didn't exercise the example. Exercise the code. Exercise the examples. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Thank you, Brother Cartrell. Thank you, fellow students. And most importantly, thank you, Yah, and bless your holy name. Long and good night. Come.
their dreams.